Hi, it's Jim Bakei. Podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. So I just got back from Florida. I'm in my day three of my 14-day quarantine. And as I've said to people before, you know, every week I'm sort of looking for a theme, trying to catch that right sentiment. And this year, this week, I've struggled with it. I'll be honest with you. I struggled finding a theme. I think part of it is I'm feeling a bit in the blues. Another 14-day quarantine, and not judging whether it should be 14 days or shouldn't be 14 days. But like so many people, it's the whole thing's just getting long in the tooth, to tell you the truth. And, you know, I can't even classify it anymore as boredom or anything else, but, you know, all of it's just getting long into the tooth. And we're supposed to be in a celebratory mood as we sort of come into December, and we have Christmas parties to go to and friends to reconnect with and send out our Christmas cards and so on and so on. You know, I can only imagine those letters are, you know, well, our daughter didn't get married because the wedding was canceled. And our son didn't go off to university because it's all online learning. And that there just seems to be a lack of joy. Not that, you know, we're not all thankful, as I said last week, thankful for our health, thankful for our families, thankful for our friends, thankful for our jobs, you know, not to say the least. There are a lot of people suffering health-wise, dislocation in family. As I've said before, my daughter Nora and her husband Pat are in England. We won't see them for Christmas this year, which will sadden us all. And the unemployment numbers continue to be pesky and high. I just recently read an article about how the food banks are up 40 to 50%. They're starting to see a whole different crowd of people. You know, even while you're thankful for all of this, there's just a little zip somewhere missing. And I keep using the term, I feel like I'm in this suspended state of animation. You know, if I was in space, I would just be floating. And fortunately, you know, I have lots of people to coach. And so I have lots of personal interaction with people. And one of my observations from the last sort of week is I'm starting to see that mental fatigue in people. I'm starting to see that maybe time of the year, I'm starting to see that sense of people that are employed that I coach, that this is really getting long in the tooth and I'm really having trouble sort of staying focused and staying on task. And for those that are unemployed, I mean, it's difficult, you know, and obviously as people that know me, it's all about the message. It's all about the infomercial, but it sure is tough when all of your interaction is basically by screen with people. There is a lost sense of that feeling of being with someone, walking into their office. You know, I know when I go to people's offices, I always like to look around the office, see what do they have on their desk. Do they have pictures of their family? Do they have pictures of their horses? Do they have pictures of their car? Do they have no pictures at all, right? It's all of that interaction that we sort of took for granted, all of that stimulus that we create, you know, just a sense of walking down the street. You know, I'm looking for my condo today, and today's Friday, so weather's not particularly good, but like the streets are empty, just empty. There's nobody around, and that interaction, we're craving that interaction. And as I've said on many times before, how do we replicate it? And to be honest with you today, I really don't know how to replicate it. I even find myself, you know, sort of talking to people and you're like, well, what's new? Nothing's new. And you're sort of hanging on a phone call, not a coaching client, but I'm talking about friends or even family. You're sort of hanging on a phone call. Well, you know, I have nothing new to add. I didn't go out today. I didn't see anybody. I have no new news. And, you know, the irony is when you say to someone, I read this article, they go, oh yeah, I read the same article. And so, because we have all this time, or I saw this on CNN, or I saw this on the Discovery Channel. Or, yeah, I saw the same thing. And, you know, even suggesting to people, like, you know, if you watch, I've been watching this. Oh, yeah, I watched that on Netflix. It's like, my God, everybody's got all of the same information. And we're kind of in this bubble where there's nothing new to talk about. There's absolutely nothing new to talk about. And the realization that the stimulation that we get from interacting with other people, going to work, seeing people on the bus or on the subway, observing odd characters or cliche characters, how much of that fills our lives on a daily basis? It's hard. And then, you know, sort of like, what is Christmas going to be like for those people that are stuck in other countries or aren't going to come home because it's a 14-day quarantine? How do you create that same sort of joy? How do you create that same sort of buildup? I mean, I think we've all come to the realization that we don't need anything else, like to purchase anything else. I don't need a new suit. I sure as heck don't need new ties. You know, my wardrobe is collecting dust. My work wardrobe is collecting dust, and I'm not going out. I mean, I think people are probably buying exercise clothes because they're Peloton or their mirror or any of those types of things that they're involved in. But like, what do we need? What would we buy each other? I'm struggling with that idea this year. I mean, you know, do you buy jewelry? Where am I going to wear my jewelry? Am I going to wear it around the apartment or am I going to wear it around the house? I'm sure as heck not going out in this period of lockdown. And I think that, you know, the reality is going forward is this sense of we don't need as much. And we've got ourselves to the point where, you know, joyfully giving presents, recognizing what somebody needs. Now, in our family's case, we're expecting our first grandchild in April. So there is, you know, something to direct our giving towards. But, you know, there's no weddings, there's no baptisms, there's no any of these things. And I'm not trying to be depressing about it. I'm struggling with it in the same way as everybody else is. And I think in most weeks, I'm pretty good about it. You know, I really am. I keep my focus, but I'm struggling with it. And then another thing sort of happened this week that was kind of interesting is I've helped a couple of people go from situations where they really didn't like the job, they really didn't like their bosses, and they had been at those places for quite a period of time. I've sort of helped them move through the coaching and everything else to places where they get everything they want. The people they work for think they're fantastic. And an interesting observation, you know, they're sort of feeling uncomfortable with all of this love and adoration and like, what do you need? How can we make your life better? And I thought, isn't that interesting, right? It's do we become used to an environment? Do we become used to a place where people don't appreciate us? Do we become so jaded in that process of not being appreciated at work, or I guess generally in life, and that when we make that kind of a switch, is it hard to sort of get over that hump that I'm not working with those people anymore? I'm not in that relationship anymore. I don't have to battle my way out. I don't have to be cynical. I don't have to be all of the things that come with being in a bad situation. I can now appreciate, and I think I hadn't actually thought about it when I moved these people, but it really is a psychological turn. And, you know, maybe it sort of like the Stockholm syndrome about how people that get kidnapped end up, you know, feeling sorry for the people that kidnapped them. And there could be something to that. So, you know, if you're in the process of changing and you get yourself into a better situation, enjoy it, embrace it, take the time to appreciate that just because nobody told you you did a good job where you were before, and now you're somewhere where they're constantly telling you you're doing a good job, it's not a bad thing. And you should enjoy it and you shouldn't question people's motives. You should just embrace it. Be happy. Allow yourself to be happy. So a few of the ways that I'm spending my time trying to stimulate my mind is by getting new subscriptions. Digital, of course, because that's where we are, but starting to subscribe to publications that, you know, are not mainstream in the sense of, you know, in my world, it would be mostly around the financial services arena, but I'm trying to broaden that. I'm trying to subscribe to more psychology services. I'm trying to subscribe to more sort of political, geographic, socioeconomics, all kinds of things to really widen my net, to stimulate my mind. Masterclass, take up a new hobby, take the masterclass classes. People have told me they're fantastic. I have not done it, whatever it is, but you need to broaden your base of stimulation. And I think that, you know, we took for granted how much stimulation we received on a daily basis by literally just walking through life. As I reflected earlier about people and transportation and places and things like that, how much of that generated our conversation. So we've got to replicate that. We've got to find a way to do that. And reading and watching and learning about stuff during this period of time really creates not only a better set of knowledge for ourselves, but gives us something to talk about, right? It really gives us something to talk about. And in that vein, I guess I've come to the realization that how much of our information, our stimulation just landed in our lap. It all sort of came to us, and we had little free time to go out and seek out new stimulus and new ideas, because most of us were probably exhausted from commuting to work, getting home late. But now that that's all been reduced, we have this excess time. We now need to make a greater effort to go seek out new information, to go seek out new stimulus for ourselves, to go seek out knowledge in as wide a range as possible. So as we get into the Christmas season, my request for all of you is find a new publication, find a new book that is outside the normal vein of what you would do, find a new program, find a new educational program, take a master class, do something to force yourself to stimulate your brain. I'm Jim Bakei. The podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust.